Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2325, Three Tips for Paying Off Debt in Collections by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. Three Tips for Paying Off Debt in Collections by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. There's nothing fun about picking up your phone and hearing a debt collector on the other line. Opening your mailbox to find a pile of collection letters can make your stomach drop too. But when you're working on your budget and trying to figure out which debts you should pay first, it's usually best not to let pressure from debt collectors change your plan. Not paying a collection amount because you can't afford it right now doesn't mean you plan to ignore the debt forever. Eventually, you may come to a point financially where you're ready to start tackling collection accounts. When the time is right, here are three smart tips for paying off debt in collections. Tip number one, research first. Unfortunately, we share our world with dishonest people. While there are many legitimate debt collectors, there are also scammers who will try to trick you and steal from you. If a collection agency contacts you, the first step you should take is to do a little research. Check your credit reports. Find out whether the original debt is on any of your three credit reports. You can also check to see if a collection account has been added to your credit reports for the debt in question. Some helpful places to get copies of your credit reports are Credit Karma and annualcreditreport.com. Make sure the collection agency is legitimate. A real collection agency should give you a callback number. It should also tell you the name of the original creditor and how much you owe. You can call your original creditor directly to verify that the debt was sold or turned over to the collection agency who contacted you. Also, you can check for red flags of debt collection scams on the CFPB website. Tip number two, know your rights. You may find that the collection amount is real and the collection agency contacting you is legitimate. If that happens, your next step is to make sure the debt collector isn't being shady or breaking any rules. Two main federal laws protect you where debt collection is concerned: the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and the Fair Credit Reporting Act. You can review a summary of your rights under both the FDCPA and the FCRA on the Federal Trade Commission website. Tip number three, negotiate a settlement in full. Debt collectors are often happy to set up payment plans with you, but settling in one lump sum is usually best. A lump sum settlement could cost less. Collection agencies buy debts for pennies on the dollar. When you call a debt collector and offer to settle a collection account in one lump sum, you might be able to save as much as 50% or more on the debt. Remember, this is a negotiation. Be prepared to go back and forth a few times to get a better deal. Also, be sure to get the settlement agreement in writing before you pay a dime. Finally, recheck your credit reports around 30 to 45 days after settling to make sure the account shows a $0 balance. Making payments can restart the debt collection clock. A creditor has the right to sue you over an unpaid debt, but only for a limited period of time. This time frame is different in each state, but it's usually between 3 to 10 years. Once this time passes, the debt becomes time barred. Here's the catch. If your debt is time barred and you make even a single payment towards the collection amount, you might restart this debt collection clock. This could open the door for your creditor to sue you again for the unpaid balance. Paid collections and your credit. There's a chance that settling a collection account could help your credit scores, but that's not always what happens. It all depends on which credit score a lender chooses to use. Lenders use different credit scoring models, basically complicated software programs, to read your credit reports and give you a credit score based on your risk as a borrower. Higher credit scores mean you're more likely to pay back the money you borrow from lenders on time. Lower credit scores mean the opposite. The number you get assigned whenever your credit score is checked depends on the following: which credit report is the lender reviewing, and which credit scoring model is being used to grade your report. Old versus new credit scores. Some newer credit scoring models are designed to ignore collection accounts with $0 balances. So with newer scoring models, settling a collection in full might boost your credit score. Older credit scoring models, like the ones mortgage lenders use when you apply for a home loan, still consider paid collection accounts. With these scoring models, there's little difference between a collection account with a $0 balance and one with a $4,000 balance. What hurts your score is the fact that you had a collection account at all. Unfortunately, if a lender uses an older scoring model to calculate your credit score, settling or paying a collection account probably won't help you. The paid collection can still damage your scores until it's eventually deleted from your credit reports. This is why settling a collection account may sometimes help your credit scores and other times it won't. The lender chooses which scoring model it wants to use to calculate your credit score. You don't have any control over this choice, but you can work to improve the information on your credit reports and build better credit for the future. Should you settle collection accounts? Whether you decide to pay your collection account is ultimately a personal choice. Here are a few reasons why settling a collection can be a smart idea. Number one, settling a collection might protect you from being sued. If you don't pay your debts, your creditors could decide to sue you to try to collect the money you owe. Number two, paid or settled collections may look better to lenders. Settling a collection won't necessarily raise your credit score, yet a $0 balance collection account could look better to future lenders than negative unpaid debt on your credit report. And number three, taking care of old debts can give you peace of mind. Collection calls and letters can be stressful. When you settle collection accounts, these debt collection efforts should stop. If a collection agency tries to collect a legitimate debt from you and you can afford to pay, it's probably not a bad idea to take care of it. In the meantime, be sure to keep all of your current bills on time and pay down your credit card balances. These are two important steps that might improve your credit and possibly save you a lot of money. You just listened to the post titled "Three Tips for Paying Off Debt in Collections" by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I thought this was a great article by Kimiko, and I think she gives good advice here to try and completely settle the debt that went to collections. if you can. But here's the thing. The person on the other end of the phone that you're negotiating with has been trained to get the most money they can out of you. I have a friend that tried her best to negotiate with a debt collection agency, but she was bullied into agreeing to a payment schedule she couldn't afford. It might be wise here to work with a debt settlement company, but be very, very careful on which one you choose. There are companies that advise you to stop paying your bills, let them go to collections, and then they'll take over and negotiate on your behalf. This is not a good approach. Instead, check out the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. They are a nonprofit network of certified financial counselors that can help you come up with a plan and negotiate your debt. One additional point I'd like to mention is that you should never give out your personal information to a debt collection agency, such as your social security number or banking information, until you have verified that the debt is legitimate. I really appreciated the emphasis in the article today on doing your research and knowing your rights. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and powerless in these situations, but being informed and proactive can make a big difference. And that'll do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be here reading to you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.